and everything they've been saying is basically not is it would be treated like hearsay in a court of law. It would not be evidence, and it certainly isn't. And that's what I haven't seen yet. I haven't seen evidence on any of this yet. So, I mean, if you want to be a disciplined professional in the intelligence business, you don't do this kind of speculation. You pull together the basic raw evidence that proves something, and you show it. And you're not equivocating like they're doing.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, it's interesting. Just one more citation from this Vice motherboard article. I printed it out. It runs about 13 pages. And at the bottom of page 9, it reads thusly: "None of this new data constitutes a smoking gun that can clearly frame Russia as the culprit behind the almost unprecedented hacking campaign that has hit the DNC and several other targets somewhat connected to the U.S. presidential election." I mean, they spent 9 pages spinning this narrative of how it happened, and then they say, well, there's actually no proof.
Yeah, and that's basically what I would refer to as the counter-narrative that says, you know, what we were telling you was just obfuscation. And mm-hmm. So it's just a cover-up of truth of any sort. So they're not really interested in getting to the truth that they have to take so many pages that just throw a bunch of words out at you and speculation. So I would just treat it as nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just hearsay nonsense until somebody comes up with something that's real and proof of anything. They haven't done any of that yet. And Adolf Hitler used it very well. It says if you're going to tell a lie, tell a big one and tell it often until it's believed. And that's what they're doing. And they're telling it from many different people in many different directions. So that kind of repetition gets into people's minds and they think that, oh, well, it must be true because all these people are saying it.